In November, McDonald said it was slowing the pace of remodels in the U.S. The conversations are often fraught. When Easterbrook invited 8 franchisees to break bread with a group of McDonald's executives at a steakhouse in Washington, D.C. in April, one operator accused him of saddling stores with impossible demands. For longtime managers who back Easterbrook's goal and enjoy the internal energy it's created, the prospect that his plans could fall through is unthinkable. When they ask a question that's a bit of an attack, I sit there and I get a little pissed because I'm ready to lean in, says Charlie Strong, a 66-year-old McDonald's executive who oversees more than 5,700 restaurants across the western U.S. He affixes a lapel pin of the letter M in the style of the Golden Arches logo to a navy Brooks Brothers blazer, and his right pinky is weighed down by a 14-carat yellow gold ring inset with 5 diamonds, onyx, and the Golden Arches. The company gave it to him to celebrate his 25th anniversary with McDonald's. He expects to receive another for his 50th in 2 years. Strong says one of Easterbrook's key qualities is that he doesn't take any criticism of his strategy personally. He just rolls with it and swings it back to what's important about the business, what's important about the vision, and to not get bogged down with these little things along the way.